Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles. Joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Auriel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm Josh, playing the Breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm RC and I'm playing Sato the Assassin.
I'm Demi and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious began their travels to Kombu Suna. They had some more mundane travel and learned that Uncommon is scared of thunder. As they drew near to Kombu Suna, they found a wagon with debris all over it. Lee was leaned against a tree with a dead boy in his arms. Vidi learned that this was perpetrated by the Red Axe Gang. Fen healed Lee and pronounced Lee's son, Liam, dead. Ariel gave Lee a sword and he marched off to face his son's killers. Vidi saved him and killed off the bandits, knocking out their leader, a glaive-wielding elf in Justicar armor. And that is where we pick up right now. So you just knocked out this glaive-wielding elf that is wearing the Justicar armor. They almost cut the giant rock down on top of Fen.
Yeah,
so
maybe y'all should move out from that.
Yeah, that rope is that rope still got like cut partway through.
Yeah.
So
first I'm going to, because I don't feel like dragging her, so I'm just gonna take her glaive and move it as far away from her as I can get it.
Okay.
This glaive is a bad thing.
Why not just take
right.
it?
I'm gonna move her out of the way of the rock.
Okay. That's it? Just move her out of the way of the rock?
I'm gonna check out all these other dudes, see if I can get any of the other sweet, like, gear.
Gear? There isn't any sweet gear besides those fingerless gloves you got.
They got nothing on them at all?
I mean, they're like bandits. They don't really got a lot of good stuff on them, no.
Okay.
What about all the, like, stockpiled crap all
the coffers? All along the
room? So basically, it's axes, and then upon looking inside, it's just a bunch of chopped wood.
Oh.
In the coffers?
That's right, it's all of Lee's stuff.
Yeah. Like the stuff that they stole from Lee.
They stole wood?
Yeah, they stole wood.
They just don't want to work?
he said that. He said that they were chopping wood and then they just like...
I remember, but that seems like such a funny thing to steal.
It was just wood? Like there was nothing else he was carting around on that cart?
There were axes, there was a couple of stuff, but no, it was just firewood.
So mean. They killed this kid for wood.
What
does the glaive look like?
The glaive is actually really nice. It's made out of a like kind of silvery sheened, like normal metal, and it has the symbol of a village that I doubt you recognize. You can make a history check if you'd like to.
YOLO.
Go for it.
Yeah. No. That was cocked.
Yeah, it's cocked.
Straight 11. Yeah.
A straight 11. So you don't recognize from just the symbol what village it's from. One thing that you do recognize, though, is that it's from one of the southern provinces, so not the province that you are all in currently.
How far is it?
You have to take a boat to a different island to get to it, but it's the one directly south of where you are.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I want the glaive.
Okay. So you're welcome to take it.
Okay.
I guess, can I see if she has any other hidden weapons on her?
Absolutely, but you need to roll an investigation check.
Natural 20.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
That's whatever.
You actually find 5 hidden daggers on her.
Hey!
Can I check out her armor?
Yes.
It has the same, like, symbol of the place, right?
It's from the Order. It has the same symbol on it, but you can tell that it also has the symbol of the Order on it, and basically it's just a set of Justicar armor.
I just feel like you'd be really pissed off that she has that.
Well, that's what I was like... I was trying to think. I was like, Fen would like absolutely start taking it off of her, and she'd
it's
be like,
perfectly,
"You don't deserve this."
Right.
I'll say it's perfectly suited to her; like it fits her perfectly.
Okay,
so she probably wasn't lying about being one.
No, but I'm not gonna be nice to it. Like, if there's straps, like I'll cut the straps. Like,
right.
I'm gonna destroy that armor.
I can lend you one of her daggers.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Can I see?
So you start like ripping the armor off of her and get her down to basically just like the tunic that she wears underneath.
Just like, just angrily like, no, fuck you, you don't deserve this.
Would Ariel like possibly know the village by the symbol, or?
I don't think you've ever been south, have you? Like as a character, have you ever been to the southern provinces?
The way I built Ariel, I would assume he kind of just traveled as much as he could.
Well, I mean, you said that he mostly stayed in those mountains, though.
He must stay in the mountains and the forests, and every now and then he would kind of travel, or he would...
Roll a history check with disadvantage.
Disadvantage? Okay. I'm okay with that. Natural 20.
But you have disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage. So So 12 plus, so it's way 14.
14?
Yeah,
14 is not enough to know. Not enough? It is, okay. It's an obscure village.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
The symbol of it is of a hawk holding a fox.
So while they're checking all this out,
right,
I have two daggers.
Mm-hmm.
I just practice like twirling them.
Just twirling the daggers, BTB. Cool. Okay.
I have a new goal of just like looking pretty cool.
Okay. are you trying to like go from like flashy showman kind of guy to looking like a biker?
Add this into it. Like, okay. I might press the digitation, some sparks and shit, and then be like twirling some daggers and then stab a motherfucker.
Okay.
I still want to be very showy.
I have a question. Yes. On the glove that Tazwa made me.
Yes.
Does it give a plus one to attacking or damage?
It gives a plus one to attacking.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just making sure. Cool.
Anyway, so what are you guys doing? Yes. You have her knocked down on the ground. Are you just going to leave her there?
Just going to tie her hands together and bring her out. I'm actually just going to leave her with Lee and wake Lee up.
Probably like...
I want to leave her in the cave.
Drop the boulder on her feet. That way she can't move.
It's a possibility. If you're going to do that, you might as well just drop it on her as a whole.
I mean, you know, fully, what is it called? 127 hours? mean, spoiler alert!
I'm not going to be a part of it.
I said I wanted to torture her. I didn't say I'd be the one torturing her. So that's why I want to leave her with Lee.
You know, just, you that's know, true. Fen. Maybe ask her about, like, your sister or something. I don't know.
That's what I was going to do, but I don't know.
So, again, I'm just going to bind her arms, and I'm hauling her now, without her armor and everything, just outside to where Lee is.
Let's just, like, tie her up or something, and then...
I just said I was doing
that. Slap her, yeah. Investigate, send in the burly human man.
Yeah, send in Lee, who's probably...
Let him finish her off.
Give Lee another sword and be like, all right, go on, yeah, buddy.
I'll just give her...
We cleared out the right side.
He can have one of my three daggers.
He can have one of her daggers that I took.
Because two of them are actually mine. The third one I just picked up off of Eyes of the Dragon's corpse.
None of these daggers are mine. I gave one to Fen, so I could just give him like
you
the rest.
Take it. I don't need any more weapons,
okay.
Dude.
So I could just give
him... I'm an armory, okay?
I can just give What's-His-Face a dagger, and you'd be like, okay,
ooh,
bye.
Take it, start juggling.
Can you juggle?
Actually, yeah, bitch, I can juggle! Okay. Juggle fantastically.
Okay.
Let's get out of here, though.
That is a 23 to juggle.
Don't hurt yourself.
But
I can't.
Yeah, that's all.
The party, the party drags him out and leaves him next to
her.
Sorry, the party drags her out and leaves her next to Lee.
Probably like
I'm gonna like see if I can like slap Lee awake, not like very lightly tap him to like wake him up.
Oh, my head.
Yeah, that's probably gonna give a pretty nasty headache for a while. But got a present.
He looks and just, that's...
Yes.
That's the glaive one.
Yes.
Here's a dagger. Bye. And I walk off.
We do want to ask her some questions when we wake her up, but you can do with whatever you want with her afterwards.
He looks frustrated.
Like, yeah, I know exactly what you want to do, and I'm going to let you do it, but you got to wait.
So y'all going to wake her up or not?
Yeah, I'm going
to... It's a 24 to just fucking... dagger spin in front of Lee and be like, check out these gloves.
Oh my god.
he looks impressed.
I want to wake her up.
Okay, like, Fen, I'll let you talk to her. I'm actually just going to sit off the side and use my mind reading helmet.
Oh shit. I forgot we had that.
So yeah, okay. Fen slaps her awake. Just going to... Oh, my leg.
Just imagine him putting on like a spaghetti colander. Like,
that's basically.
I don't know
what
why I
head.
Thought of that. He's just like, yes.
So she's awake.
Yes.
Okay. I want to like rest the end of the glaive like on her like chest and just be like, "You said the order was wrong."
Just do it.
Oh God.
Yeah, they're wrong. Do it.
I'm so tempted. You look astonishingly like somebody I know, in that you're holding a glaive and you have very similar armor. You haven't heard of a woman named Jezreth, have you?
She gets a little bit of a half smile.
Fuck.
No, I haven't heard of her.
Yeah, okay, I believe you.
What am I hearing?
Hmm?
What am I hearing?
Well, I don't know, let me make a save against it. What's the DC? Is a way to resist it.
Oh.
You never discussed that with me.
Yeah, it's probably in...
And would she even know that you're wearing a mind reading?
Generally, like, with mind reading stuff, you can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You get the surface thoughts. It's as soon as you try to dig deeper. So all you can tell, the surface thought would be like, kind of just like a
recognition.
All right. Yeah, like you get that she recognizes that name. Anyway, so Fen, you can go on. This is happening in the meantime.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I totally believe you. You're far from home. Why are you here?
Well, that's not really your business. Wait. Are you the Runt sister?
How do you know her?
You're... What is it? Trenora? Something like that?
Sure. You're close.
You're the Runt sister. Wow.
Runt. Where is she? I just... Oh god, working with the fucking...
And this is where I'm gonna, press further in. It's a wisdom saving throw against what would be my spellcasting modifiers, so...
Oh.
If I were to figure that one out...
Okay, she got a 20 on her wisdom save.
Okay, then that's more than enough, because mine's only a 13.
So she feels you, pushing in further, and you can feel her mind close off to you. You can still detect surface thoughts, but you cannot delve deeper. And I believe it has, a period of time in which you cannot try and delve deeper to.
She would probably look over at him.
Yeah,
at that
she
point,
would.
She would notice.
She would. She'd look over to you wearing your, stupid helmet with, these giant glowing eyes on it.
I'm just gonna,
Just a little hand wave? Just the fingers? Okay.
That's really funny.
Just don't mind me.
Don't look at the man with the spaghetti helmet.
So you're standing there with the glaive to this,
I don't know.
This lady.
I mean, if the helmet isn't working, she's not gonna give me anything. I don't even know what to fucking ask. I don't do this shit.
Play tough and walk off. I bet she wants to keep talking.
Yeah, okay, that's what she wants.
You never know.
Reverse psychology, you'd be like, yeah, I don't even care.
Well, since I know your name, Tenora, it's only fair that you know mine.
I'm just gonna let her go with it.
As far as I know, that's dead on.
No, you don't know what my...
I'm not good at remembering names, and generally I just make them up and give you my own name.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever really, in-game said your name.
You've said Fen before.
Maybe.
Once.
That doesn't mean I know your full name.
Yeah. So well, you spelled my name.
I might also be convinced now, oh, we should have been saying it wrong.
Real quick, I just read the description for the entire thing, because there was a lot of it. But there is no time difference, so it's whatever you want it to be, if any.
What do you mean by time difference?
Just continuously press on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you press again in a little bit. I'll let you know when you can press again.
Okay. Because it says it's a particularly effective against... when somebody's actually talking to them.
Right. So I might give her disadvantage on the second one if there's more interesting conversation happening.
Okay.
I am Kibarashi.
Wow, I don't care.
Can you just ask her name? Or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's like, okay. I know your name. So yeah. I was like, didn't ask for your life story. I want to know where you fucking saw my sister.
Well, last I saw her was in the capital.
The capital?
Yes. The capital is on the island south of here.
Pulls out a big map.
Yeah, right. Well, just point.
Your character would know where the capital is.
Okay. That's why I was like, where is that?
It would require you to take a train and a boat to get there in probably about 5 days.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Oh,
fuck.
It's far away.
Yes, but that was also a couple months ago.
And you're super unhelpful again. Cool.
Well, I mean, if you're going to kill me, why would I be super helpful?
I didn't say I was going to kill you.
Well,
I mean... You have someone much angrier right behind you.
I'm helping homeboy over
Lee, at this point, kind of hobbles over and just... cracks his knuckles. You know there's more of us, Jessicar.
You don't get to call me that.
There are more of us learning the truth.
The truth? That's laughable. Okay, sure. Yeah, so if you just want to kill her now, you can do that. I'm gonna walk away.
What's your truth that you speak of?
The spirits aren't what they seem.
Oh my god. Anyway.
what do you mean, not what they seem?
They're not what they seem. The dragons, the good dragons, the bad dragons, the bones.
They sell dildos. Sorry.
What?
Bad dragon? Anyway, let's not get into that.
God, I've been to that website. It's not good.
It's fucking funny.
It's deep.
Yeah, it is.
It's a deep cut. More wisdom one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, let me rephrase it. The good dragons, the evil dragons.
There you go.
The spirits, all of it. They're not here for us. They're not here helping us, guiding us. They're trying to come back.
Okay. Cool.
And it's the job of Justicars to protect the people.
You literally just killed a dude's kid and stole his fire.
Yeah, you really can't talk, bitch. Yeah,
I don't know how that's
preach
helping.
To the choir, hole.
Hole?
Hole? Midwest, no, eh?
Hole? Hole? Ah, you dang hole.
You a youper now?
I didn't kill the child, nor did I tell these men to kill the child.
But you're in charge of these men. Were in charge of these men.
I saw no reprimand in course when we arrived. Nobody was being punished. No sign of that.
I don't think they were celebrating that they killed the child.
Yeah, but it didn't stop him from doing it.
They taunted him when we showed up. They said, oh, we already killed your kid. Why are you still here? They were jerks about it. I think you're on the wrong side on this one.
They weren't good people. I won't deny that.
What? And you are?
You just tried to make it better. You kind of just tried to deny it.
I'm not with these people. I'm better than these people.
I'm not with them. I didn't tell them to do it. They didn't take joy in it. All right, they're assholes. Like, that's what you just did.
Okay, we've totally decided as a group here that this person is just entirely useless at anything that they've done. So, Lee, go nuts.
Try to figure that out one more time with your little comment.
And I'm going to just... As Lee gets ready to do whatever, I'm just gonna, like, read her thoughts.
Takes the dagger and begins to go. And in her thoughts, you can hear... Well, actually, let's roll that save. See if she closes you off. That's not as good. That's a 7, so...
It does not pass.
Do you want to give it, like, its own DC? Well, does it have to do with, like,
against
him
the spell save modifier? I mean, rogues can't cast it.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, technically, the helmet would have its own, but we'll deal with that later, not on podcast.
Okay.
But, like, if it was against mine, it's a 13. But.
You feel her begin to try and close you off, but then it doesn't quite go. And you can hear the thought of, I'll keep you safe, Jestrith.
Oh, what a hoe.
This is right at the point where Lee's pretty much taking the dagger to go for the stab. You're the only one that knows that she's thinking this.
I'm just going to let it happen. We got as much info as we can possibly get out of that.
Okay, so...
Or at least that, as far as I can tell.
So Lee goes, he starts going pretty crazy with the stabbing and everything else. So I need to say this part now. By the Justicar code, what he's doing is illegal.
Well,
that's why I walked away.
She did say she walked away.
So also, you're not paying attention or caring at this point. You're just going to let it happen.
No.
Okay. I'll note that for your alignment.
I'm watching.
Okay, yeah, you guys can watch. He's stabbing her in the chest multiple times.
Damn. I'm going to walk up behind him while he's doing that. Not super close. Just be like, hey, Buttercup.
stab, like, kind of looks at you, continuing to stab, like, in the chest.
When you're done here, I think we'll have your card all fixed up for you, so just whenever.
Takes one more look at her, stabs, like, directly up through the neck area, and then just flicks the blood off of his hand onto her, gets up. You have a crutch?
I'll help you out.
Aww.
Puts the arm over BTB's shoulder.
I'm pretty big.
So. You are. He's a big, burly human, though.
Yeah, but I'm like 200...
I was going to say, how big is he, though?
I'm 258 pounds.
He's about 6'3".
So...
Oh, okay. Then we're the same height. No,
I'm 6'3".
I'm 6'5", I think.
So we're the same height, and I'm about 260, so I got him.
Yeah, he's... puts his arm over you. I mean, he's a big, burly dude that's, like, lived in the woods for a long time, so...
Sure.
Kind of a mountain man. So, you guys go back to the cart, Kevin has it all fixed up.
Oh, nice.
They took the dead horse, they moved it off the road, managed to fix the wagon wheel. It'll hold enough to get him to wherever he's going, but, mm-hmm. you know, who knows at this point. And the other horse has kind of like some patching on it, but it's still kind of limping as it walks because, mm-hmm. I mean, it took 3 arrows to the thigh. What are you going to do? At that point, I'm guessing the caravan, all you carnies are going to continue traveling to Konbusuna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell him to take it slow, which he probably already knows.
Yeah. Kevin?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
So, not Kevin. The
Lee?
Lee.
Okay.
Before we leave.
He just kind of nods and he goes over and picks up his dead son, puts him in the back.
I thought he was already in the cart.
He was already in the cart.
He puts a blanket over him. Oh, like he's taking him and like putting it next to him, putting a blanket over him, and then kind of like rides to go. Take care of what Lee's going to take care of.
Just do
I'm actually Lee. Glad he made use of the blanket. So.
Yeah.
Lee do Lee.
So the party continues on, and you arrive shortly after like noon in Konbusuna. The city itself isn't really a city. It's more of a village. It's relatively small. There's a distinct smell of sea salt. Wind that's cooling is blowing towards the city, and it's actually really nice. You can hear the sounds of the waves crashing as you get closer, and the city itself is built just off of the sand, or the village, rather, is built just off of the sand. You can see out in the distance that there's a temple built out kind of closer towards the horizon in the sea on an island, and there's a lighthouse coming out the top of the temple that currently doesn't have a light going out, being that it's noon. As you actually approach into the city, you can see that they have plenty of things set up where, like, you can hitch a big caravan. There's a stable master that sees you guys, like, come up and is, like, very quickly happy, like, yes, let me take your horses, I'll stable them for you, and gets everything going. They manage to store your carts away and set up a place where you guys can either sleep with the carts, or he recommends a place in the city called the Blend Inn.
Huh. Really
sounds
really
cool. I mean,
though. Yeah, it's called the Blend Inn.
How long did it take us to get from like
quarter day
from Lee to okay?
Yeah, it was about a quarter day.
So could we have said maybe like short rest during that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So you guys are now in the city.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'll also note that there is an area that has sort of like piers and fishing docks, and there are a couple boats docked right now, including one large sailboat, which is weird because normally boats nowadays are all steam powered.
Yeah. It's like an old one, maybe?
It's a little bit older, yeah. It looks like it's been retrofitted. It definitely has some seam stuff on it, but it still has like the old school big old sails.
I'm going to take a mental note on that because I might need to make an expedition.
And then there also is a train station here. Currently, there's no train.
So, are we at this Blend Inn?
Did you guys want to go to the Blend Inn?
I mean, I'll take any recommendation. I don't know anything about this place.
All right, so you get up to the Blend Inn, and there's like a motto under their sign that says, "A place for normal people."
And maybe we should find somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a reason it's like that, and it's called the Blend Inn.
I want to go in.
Oh!
I just got it.
Are there quotes around normal?
No. No, there aren't. So, going inside, there's like the smell of cooked fish. It kind of smells like a seafood restaurant in here. And there is a special going on right now. They're doing a big clam bake. And you can see that there's this guy that is like a little bit tall for a human and a little bit too skinny for a human that's like standing behind. So he's like really tall and lanky. He stands at about 6'5 and is like super skinny and just standing behind the bar, like doing everything. You can see that there's a big sign above him with prices for everything. And they all seem really low for like ale and food and all that. It's all like only a copper or two a piece.
Also food.
So you can go up and absolutely. So you walk
at
up
those
like,
prices. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My good man.
So you walk up. Hello, Dragonborn.
All right. I mean, that's not all that I am.
Okay. Hello, flashy Dragonborn.
Thank you very much. I would like some of your special clam stuff.
Would you like a bowl of the clam chowder, or would you
I'll
like
eat your clam?
I would be happy to let you eat my clam, but what clam would you like?
What's available?
He like lifts an arm and points to the side above him.
Isn't it the special?
Yeah.
That one. The special.
Excellent! And he just goes over and he picks up a bowl, places it, and then takes his hand and scoops a big thing directly into the bowl and hands
honey.
It to you.
Okay.
That will be 2 copper.
I'd give him 2 copper.
Alright. He's making all these like really exaggerated like hand movements and all that kind of stuff, and as soon as he pulls it out, he takes a little towel and like wipes the chowder
off.
How's
that towel looking?
It looks like it's been used a lot.
That's funny.
So, what is your name? I am Hugh Man.
That's incredible. Is it called Blendin because they're fucking aliens?
Yeah, like, I just say some weird shit. I'm the breathtaking Balthazar.
It is nice to meet you, the breathtaking Balthazar.
Isn't it, the Hugh Man?
Just Hugh. If you don't mind.
Just you.
He gives you slight nod and just has
I
this
keep
big
slight
smile
nodding back.
He continues with you.
Okay, I'm going to take my food and just go sit down and kind of inspect it for like pubes or something.
It looks great.
All right, I'm going to eat it. Fuck it.
And it actually is really good. It was a 17 on the cooking
check. I'll take like a little test bite, like, oh God. But then if it's good,
yeah,
okay,
it's like it's really good.
Just try to put it out of mind that he dug in his fucking mitt.
Are
there
any other like in-goers nearby?
Yeah, there are a couple of people around. There are a couple.
Are they all walking like, hello?
No, they're looking over.
We're not
at, like,
constructs.
They're looking at BTB a little bit nervously, like, okay.
I'm going to go to the one in like the furthest corner, and I'm just going to be like, is he okay? And actually ask him if he's okay.
Hugh's fine. Don't worry about it. Just go with it.
Okay. What's this all about?
Just go with it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yes, and.
All right. I'm just going to go order the same thing that BTB got at the bar. And
I want to
give him the 2 copper and just fuck off.
Hello, elf, human, elf, human, elf, human person.
Oh, God, no. Can I just get the same thing that my friend just got?
Absolutely, that will be 2 copper.
I give him 2 copper, and I just...
He takes it, puts a bowl, takes his hand, scoops out the chowder, puts it in, slides it over to you, wipes off the hand.
If you look over at me, I'm going to give you a look of like, dude, it's fucking good.
And I'm just going to give this bewildered-ass look like, the fuck is this person?
Would you like some alcohol to go with your food?
From across the room. Yeah, give me some.
What would you like? We have wine, mead, and beer.
I'm looking at you at the bar up there. I mean, you're getting
I'll
it for
have
me.
Some wine, he'll have some ale.
Very well. And he turns around and he like pours wine from this big barrel and then goes over to these like
and licks it.
Pretty nice taps and then pours that, brings it over to you, places it down.
Cool. And I'm
that will be 2 copper.
Damn,
okay. I'll get the two copper. I'll take the glasses over first, and then I'll go back for my food and just...
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sit down and, like, I'm just going to, like, stare at him from a distance, like, fuck is going on?
He continues, like, doing that, and then you see something where, like, he kind of looks around, and there's, like, another guy that's over, like, cleaning his nails with a knife, and then he kind of, like, looks, and he goes, and takes a butter knife and begins to, like, clean his nails with a butter knife. At the bar.
Oh my
and, like,
god.
Continues
can we do any kind
out.
Of check to
that's,
like
no,
see what's
on,
up?
No, hang on, I was getting there.
I mean,
okay.
I mean, I was about to do that.
You two are still there.
What check?
Hang on.
Yeah, that's what
hold
saying.
On.
Hang on.
So
can
after,
I do my thing, please?
After just a little bit, if you, Ariel, or Fen haven't walked up, he will go, like, hello, patrons. Would you like some
sustenance?
Okay,
so they're not just dragonborn and elf
well,
man.
Well, they're standing over there.
Two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could address both. I just feel really, like.
I've been watching this
judged.
Whole thing, and I'm gonna stick my hand out and be like, hi, I'm Fen. Who are you?
Hello. He takes and he goes to do the handshake, but he grabs, like, around your wrist.
Yeah,
and,
okay, cool. Does
like,
he have a pulse?
Make
because that's what
check.
I was literally about. I was gonna
make
grab his
fucking
check. Pulse. That's what I was gonna do. I wanna know.
Oh,
y'all.
Cocked oh. it.
So she's using her inspiration on this medicine check?
15.
Okay. You do find a pulse. However, the vein that you would look for normally, you don't find, but instead feel the pulse on the back of their hand.
Okay.
But there is a pulse.
Okay, interesting.
Is it normal?
Like,
I mean, Dave,
I will uncomfortably hold his hand.
Well, he's going to just smile and continue to like shake your hand.
Okay, cool. Does it feel like a normal like bump, or is it like just?
It's like a bump, 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 bump.
Whoa!
Bump, bump, bump.
Okay, he's totally a fucking like, yeah, exactly. He's totally like a construct or something. I should be like, hi, so I'd like the same thing that my friends just got, and could I get a mead instead?
Absolutely, that will be 3 copper. And then like puts the bowl up, puts his hand in, puts the chowder in, goes over to you, cleans off his hand with his little rag, turns around, kind of like walks over. His walk is off somehow. Like, it's not like a waddle or anything like that. It's just not quite...
Like the ring where it's like jerky?
No, it's not jerky.
Like,
it's
maybe
just like
one leg is longer than the other?
The movement's not quite fluid, if you know what I mean. It's not mm-hmm. jerky, it's but forced. It's like, it's, yes, it's forced.
Would okay. you say, if this is a reference anyone gets, if you've seen the Rankin Bass Santa Claus special, it's put 1 foot in front of the other. The like little stop-motion animation.
Oh, yeah. Across the
floor. Actually, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's a deep cut for you guys.
So
I'm just gonna, like, poke BTB on.
So, and then he takes, like, this snifter glass and he pours mead out of a bottle that they have. So it's a still mead and goes over and drops it for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to grab my stuff and go over to them and be like, dude, oh my god. And I'm going to tell them, like...
And he says, thank you, Justicar.
Oh, you're... Yeah, thank you, too.
You're kind of wearing all the Justicar
and you,
stuff,
elf.
So.
Yeah, I know.
I look at Uncommon. And I'm just like...
Oh, we brought Uncommon with us?
I'm going to assume...
Uncommon's been with
you guys
us.
Always.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to assume...
She was in the cave. It got ruined.
Yeah, no. She's that. Actually... She's like just like sat down at your guys' table and actually is just like staring at him in fascination. Like, what is going on?
I told them about the
So
the
I just look
thing.
At him and I just go, so what the hell are you?
Obviously, I am a human. You see him like kind of shiftily like look
on.
Over like...
I'm going to make a con check.
And as okay. also, no, hold on. Okay. The moment that you say that, immediately, like, 3 of the patrons, like, get up and move over to you and, like, pull you away from the bar. Like, like they go, they sit you down at a table and it's like, stop. You just stop it.
We have a good
what
thing
are
going
they?
Here.
What are they? Race-wise.
We don't know.
What are the people that
no,
took
what are the
him?
People
no, I mean,
that
like,
took
the
him.
People that took me.
You have 2 elves and a dwarf.
Okay, so I look at all of them like, what the yeah. fuck is he?
We don't know, but... We've decided that because they like point to the sign. You look at those prices.
Incredible.
Can I hear that little bit of conversation?
They're doing it quite shushed. So like roll perception.
It's gonna be a 17.
17. Yeah, you can hear it. Look,
I'm just gonna like towards them like greedy fucks.
here's what they say. Like look. Hugh's weird, but he doesn't hurt anyone. And he gives us stuff way cheaper than it should be. He's a good cook. So shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
But like, is he, if we like rent a room, is he like gonna come to us late at night and like abduct us in some weird ship thing or?
You wouldn't make that.
People are fine, usually.
I just...
Usually? Can I have the ratio for how many people like come in and how many people come out?
Like
what
do you mean by usually?
I mean, like, I don't know, sometimes people get too drunk and, like, hurt themselves.
Oh, well, okay, that's...
Oh, that's different.
I'm gonna walk over to where they're talking to him and okay. be like, hey, why don't y'all give him a ladle?
Why don't you give him your mithril spoon?
Fuck that!
One of the guys goes, look behind the counter, he has them.
I look over.
there's a thing with, like, ladles and knives and a bunch of stuff back there.
Use them. That's incredible. What the fuck?
I'll go back up to the counter.
Okay.
I am totally okay with this now.
Hello, I'm just eating. The breathtaking Balthazar.
Great memory, sir. I was wondering, you see that big spoon back there?
Yes.
Could you take that spoon down, dip it into this special stuff and give me some more?
I suppose. Usually I use it to serve steak. He takes it off.
What?
Dips it in and pours it in for you.
How's that feel?
Wrong. And then he takes it. He takes his rag, he wipes off the spoon or the ladle, and he puts it back up.
How does he get a steak with
I
that?
I give him
that
two will more be. Copper.
Thank you.
Before he even asks.
He takes it and...
It's like, can I have guacamole? That's I know it's extra.
So, by the way, you notice, like, one thing that you notice is when he goes over, he has, like, a little, like, cash drawer. Mm-hmm. But when he opens it, he just drops it in, and then you hear clinking, like, on the ground.
Okay.
And then he closes it again.
What the fuck?
So, if I hear that, I think I'd be inclined. I'm like, hey, buddy, you dropped the money.
No, I didn't.
I'm gonna peer over the bar.
There's a big pile of like copper and silver.
I'll look down and be like, it's all down there, bud.
No, it is in my drawer. And he motions towards his little drawer.
You're not even looking onto the ground.
Side note.
It's fine.
I'm just gonna go up and get B2B over there.
I'm gonna lean down and get some of the copper pieces off the ground. And then just like, and then lean back up and just stare at him with him in my hand.
He continues just smiling at you with dead eyes.
God. I put all of them on the counter and I say, this will pay for the next however many people.
Very well. And he takes it and he opens his drawer. And he drops it in the drawer and closes it.
It's like, all right. I walk back to my table and eat my second.
You are very generous.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Don't so, tell everyone, though, that it was me.
It was.
Absolutely.
The
breathtaking Balthazar.
Nailed it.
I will spread the good word.
Thank you. My kind Hugh of man.
He gives you like a little head nod.
This is the best person.
What is even
easily
person?
Manipulated?
He's so pure.
Right.
So,
I love
him. I guess
him.
I'll go back to the counter. And...
Hello, elf.
Is there any way I can check what the fuck it is? Like,
I mean, you can. You can make. In this case, I guess it would be a investigation check.
Should have made your favorite enemy constructs.
I should have.
Why would you, though? It wouldn't
well,
make
sense.
What are your favorite enemies?
It's just humans and elves. That's what I want.
Okay.
Which
so,
seems reasonable.
Roll this investigation.
You're a throw. You don't even roll it, you just chuck it.
11 plus...
Investigation.
13.
You don't know what it is, but because you fight humans so much and you hate them with such a passion, all you know is this is definitely not a human.
Because clearly you're not burning with rage. You're just like, what?
I'm more concerned.
Yeah. Does he look like Slenderman?
Fuck.
No, because he still has like hair and facial
but
features.
I mean like the length of arms and stuff. She said they were like kind of goofy? Or they're
no,
just skinny?
No, they're just skinny.
Okay.
Like he has like the right proportions.
Okay.
Just not enough, like, meat on his bones.
What did his hand, like, feel like? Was it, like, a normal, like, hand? Or...
Yeah, it felt like a normal hand.
Fuck, that's weird, dude. I don't know. I give up.
I'm
not questioning a good thing. This is. I think all these patrons are correct. This is a great place, mm-hmm. and I will be coming back in the days to come.
I guess I just order a special, and I'll turn on common, ask her if she wants anything.
How's the chowder? Was it good?
It's really good, actually.
I guess the chowder.
So I guess two chowders. And can you use that little ladle thing over there to get the, you know, the chowder, please?
Wow, you're the second person that's asked me to use my steak spoon. He grabs it and serves it for you. Gives it, wipes off his ladle, and hangs it back up.
Sato just, like, lays his head on the table and just... breaks into a really bad laugh.
What was the joke? He like addresses over
I'm
to
I'm just
you.
Gonna like wave my hand up and just nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I'm just gonna put my head back down.
Dyslexic guy walks into a bra. I just told him that joke. He's never heard it before. Okay. It was really weird.
He looks around like for a couple seconds and then just ha 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 ha.
I'm going to laugh slightly harder.
So I guess I just ask her a comment. She wants anything to drink. Like, is there anything you want to drink?
Wine. Wine would be good.
I guess No, just one wine. One glass of wine.
All right, one glass of wine. Would you like a bottle? Enough has been paid for a bottle.
Bitch, you ain't getting a bottle of my money.
Look across the room. Your money.
Yeah, my money.
Well, bitch, better have my money. I don't want to be rude.
That's not for you.
So he goes over.
Not for her.
He places a bottle down in front of you.
I just take both of them and set them back on the table. Probably go back up to the counter and just reach in, grab some money.
By the way, I will say that as you guys are like grabbing this money, it's not like just reaching over a counter. It's like a full bar that you're like leaning over and
that's
reaching
how I
down
saw
towards
it.
The ground.
Yeah, it's like a big deal.
And he's just like kind of.
That's why I thought it was so funny that like I did it, because it's like so exaggerated that I'm like feet in the air, like, hey, let me get this off the ground, see if he stops me. And he
that
didn't.
Is exactly what's happening.
That's what I visualized.
I guess when I see him, like, are you okay with this?
Oh my god.
Okay with what?
Okay. So I just have like a whole arm's worth.
A bunch of copper? What do you want to do with copper?
It's a bunch of copper.
I am okay with this.
There is a point where like you go over and like one of the patrons is like, don't take advantage of you.
Yeah. Like I'm literally gonna like grab your shoulder and march you back over to the counter and be like,
I look
no.
at them in the eye and just go, I'll split it with you.
Look at the guy and he's like, look, man, I live here.
I will give
he's
you 63 guy. Cents.
I'm marching you back over to the counter and giving it back.
I live here, man. He's a good guy. Like,
I'll
yeah,
split it with
his
you.
Prices are really low, and we kind of wanted to stay that way, but he's not a bad guy.
One moment you guys are cool, and then the next you guys are just asses.
You're trying to steal from this...
You don't even know what the fuck it is!
You're trying to steal! Justicar! I could cut your hands off!
I am a human!
The human!
Fair enough.
That is not a human.
Well...
Can you just... Put it back!
I am a human!
I drop it. Like, you know what? Fuck this.
All over the ground?
Yeah.
You dick.
Are you walking back to the table?
Your girlfriend should be embarrassed to be with you right now.
Okay, as he's walking back to the table...
She's like doing one of the hands on her, like face palming, just being like, oh my god.
Is it one of those moments where as soon as I sit down, she smacks me upside the head?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no. As soon as you walk away...
she's pretty timid. I don't know that she would, actually.
No, she wouldn't.
She would just like nudge you in the elbow. Like
no, this is uncommon. She'll kick my ass.
You're not getting fucked anytime
soon. No.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No pizza tonight.
As he walks away, I want to like hit the back of his knee.
Is
and just
is that what you call
dead
it?
Leg.
Yeah, it's called more fuck stuff because I like pizza.
Oh my god.
Okay, Tristan, let me just fill you in on a little internet code. Generally, if you're on like a message board and you say a little bit of pizza, that's referring to child porn. So maybe don't use that as your code for sex.
I just heard. Well.
Vagina a pizza.
That's what I was more laughing at.
Especially a tiefling's vagina.
Hey.
At least say you're like going to the Y or something. I'm gonna go help scoop all that coin shit.
Yeah, as Ariel walks away, I want to punch him in the back of the knee so he gets a dead leg.
Give him that Charlie horse.
It's awesome.
I just want to give him a dead leg so he stumbles. All right.
What did I do?
Are you fucking kidding me? And then I'm gonna scoop up.
I wouldn't even do that.
I'm gonna scoop up the coppers and give them back and be like, hey, sorry about
no,
my.
No. I'm gonna stop you from doing that and I'm gonna usher you around the counter so we can go dump them on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Because he's not gonna care.
Okay.
And if you give them to him, he's gonna wonder why you're giving them to him and ask for a reason, maybe.
Okay,
so
that's
just kinda, put him
it's kind of weird.
So you guys go back around and you just dump them on the floor.
Yeah.
Just staring at him, like dumping out coins on the floor.
All right. The other patrons right now that are like in there are just giving dirty eyes to Ariel as he's leaving.
I mean,
what's
why,
new?
Why wouldn't they?
It's typical Tuesday night. I don't care.
That's standard fare for any.
Although here's what happens now. Uncommon like going around. It's like I'm so sorry for him. She's going around and apologizing to everyone for Ariel.
Yeah, if she didn't already regret leaving with the thunderstorm.
I done did good though.
Yeah,
only
the storm
got
was right.
Like I tried to get only one glass of wine, but you know he was nice. He gave me a bottle.
No, well, you stole the money.
I didn't steal the money. I was talking about
you
the
were
one
about
thing.
To.
I was about to, but I didn't.
You dropped it on the floor.
You were forced not to.
But I didn't.
I would have cut your hand off if you didn't. So I don't know that that's a huge thing in your favor.
Middle Eastern rules over here.
I'm a Justicar.
Literally, Justicar
is this a caliphate? What the fuck?
Yes, that's what Justicars do.
It's terrifying now. I don't want to be in this place.
Are we in Japan or Saudi Arabia?
Justicars kill people that commit crimes or commit martial punishment for
kill
them.
Kill is fine, but cut a man's hand off. It's supposed to be like just mean.
Warriors of God. Jesus fuck.
Well, I mean, he'd probably bleed out at that point.
Go for the lefty.
Yeah. Wait, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Ariel.
I guess right.
Okay.
Technically.
I'll go for the left hand. I'll be nice.
That's not what a Justicar is supposed to do.
You took his wiping hand, man.
Okay, so the party, you guys eat your clam chowder, you have your wine. Ariel goes and bees a sad emo kid, I'm guessing sitting right outside.
I'm going with they probably kicked me out, so yeah.
You could stay inside. Technically, Hugh didn't kick you out. Everyone else is like, get the fuck out of here, asshole. But you can be in there.
Fair enough.
So
I'll just stay in there then. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
And so you're getting dirty eyes from the patrons as you enjoy your chowder.
I don't care.
You're not at my table. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Once you guys are done with your meal, like right around then, Kevin like walks in, mm-hmm. and you can see that the rest of the like carnies are starting to come in for all of that, and like
I'm
looking
immediately
around.
Gonna like jump up in a very panicked fashion, like push the chair back and everything, and I'm gonna run over to Kevin and be like, you need to tell everyone that this person's really strange, but just go with it.
I mean, we're carnies, man. We just kind of go with things.
No. I don't think you understand.
You really don't understand. Like, this is top tier weed.
I'm eating it. I'm just like, getting the thumbs up.
Like, weirder than BTB weird.
I heard that.
Okay, that is weird.
And then I'm just going to be fucking like, tell God. Everyone, and I'm going to go sit BTB. Down.
My boy.
Points at you. He points at you. Oh, okay. And so he goes up to the bar. It's like, hello. Hello, human. It's like, he just like turns around. He turns around. And he gives like one of the like, oh. Steven like walks over and kind of like pulls up a chair to the table that you guys are all kind of crowded around since there are a lot of you now.
As I'm going back over to like sit down, I'm going to like pat Steven on the back and then just sit down. Yeah. Pull my chair back in.
So he's like, hey guys.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know. He like, pop, 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 like does little sparks in the air. We're working on it.
Yay! That's awesome!
Fucking clap!
Ariel gives the one clap.
Thank you.
I
think it's really
TV
cool.
As usual.
Like, but, so like, what is this place? It's Beach Town, right?
Yeah, seems pretty cool.
Beach Town, USA.
I've never been to the beach.
We should go swimming.
Me either.
Yeah, me neither.
No? Should we go swimming? He gets, like, super excited.
Steven.
I mean, I can't say no to that
face. You get different clothes first. If you need money, I'll give it to you. But we're going to have to go shopping.
Shopping montage.
Yeah, he's like, you haven't paid me yet, but yeah.
Whatever you want, bud.
Awesome. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to finish eating.
You guys said we're just, like, wrapping up eating.
Okay.
When Kevin and everyone else were showing up. Like, polishing off your bottle of wine and all that. So you guys do shopping montage.
Yeah.
So you find out that they're in town. There is a like a market where they sell fish and stuff that the fishermen that live here sell to each other. And then there's also a little general store called the Lonely Widow. So you guys
depressing.
Can choose if you want to go to the Lonely Widow or to the fish market.
I mean, we think there'd be clothes at a fish market?
I mean, you don't really know since you haven't been to this town before.
I'm also shopping for like other things too.
Okay.
Sounds like a general.
Let's go to the Lonely Widow.
Yeah, so we'll do that first.
You go into the Lonely Widow and there's a there's like a middle-aged woman that's there. Her hair is like starting to go kind of like black and white, salt and pepper. And she definitely has like the whole like just roots are completely gray at this point thing going on. And she's just sitting behind and she's just reading a book. And you guys walk in, she's like, oh, customers, hello!
Oh, hi.
What can I get for you?
I need a 2 men's romper style red and white striped swimming suits, please.
God damn it.
Our swimsuit section is actually just through there. You can try them on all you like.
Thank you. And then cool. Me and Steven are going
to
go.
Steven, like, walk through.
I'm going to go
like,
with.
He goes and he's like, I think I want, like, just trunks.
Steven.
Okay.
No, you know what? You know what? You be you. It's okay. You're wrong, but it's okay.
roll persuasion.
It's pretty good.
It's a 19.
You're just 19 fucking manipulating plus 6, the fuck 25. Out of it.
Okay, maybe the romper one.
It's gonna cooler. Look fucking choice.
Okay, yeah. And so he'll like start trying on the romper ones with you. She's like, and what about the rest of you? Anything I can help with?
I'm just here for swimwear too, so I'm gonna follow them.
Okay, so you're just like,
come get naked with
walk
us.
Walk through. Okay.
I was wondering if you guys had any health potions.
Vince.
Ooh, we don't have a lot of people around here that really need them.
Do you know where I could get them if you don't have any?
I mean, if you could take a boat out to the temple, but right now the Iron Chest pirates are in town, so we're not really letting ships out.
The Iron Chest pirates?
I hear they have great alcohol.
Yeah, that's the name of their boat, the Iron Chest. And when they're in town, they're relatively respectful, but we don't let boats out because they still sometimes will attack boats.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to turn them for swimsuits.
Walk back over, slap our two swimsuits on there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One more question.
Yes.
These are a bit tight-fitting. I should wear my sweet gloves. Anything a little bigger?
I have thread and needle.
Like, you want to alter them for me?
And extra leather. I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that, and I'll take them off. I was like, I don't want to swim with them anyway, and I'll leave them with her.
Just come back tonight?
Sure.
Okay. I can do that for you. It'll be, like, a silver?
Okay. And how much for these two swimming suits here?
Each of those are a silver piece.
Oh, and these flippy floppies. And I put two flippy floppies in.
Two flippy floppies. It's like, I'll throw those in.
Sweet. So it's a total of three silver, or mm-hmm. was it two each?
Three silver.
Okay, yeah. I pay her up front for the gloves, too.
Cool. She actually appreciates that a lot. And then anybody else? Ariel, are you going to buy anything? You can go get yourself a swimsuit.
I'll get myself a swimsuit. Pair of black swim trunks and flip-flops.
Maybe boring. Get some, like, right. Beach clothes.
I don't need a romper.
That way I'm not.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. No, I don't. She's throwing in the flip-flops, and it's just a silver for a swimsuit.
Cool. I give her the silver. Cool.
Oh, okay. I want to buy a swimsuit too.
So ask her
what kind of swimsuit do you want to buy?
Name.
I want to get like you know those where one. Yeah, exactly. How did you know?
You want to get like one you of those armored bikinis?
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly. It's an armored bikini. No, where it's just like a simple two piece that like they have like the.
You want a tankini with the
board
shorts?
Yeah. Yes, actually, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Tankini with board shorts, cool.
Yeah.
Try to be modest.
That's a gold.
A gold? Okay. That's mm-hmm.
All the women's swimsuits are way more expensive.
Yep, she knew.
Alice says, I know they're more expensive, but it takes a lot more for me to make those, so.
And that's fair. That's fair. I got a lot to put in. It's cool.
Ooh.
I'm 6'5".
Anyway, is
my
that
my charisma's pretty high. I got great. Got a great
I ask her why the name.
Oh, no, but I'm just fucking stacked.
Yeah. Also,
you're going to need a lot of material.
Yeah.
Well, originally it was called The Happy Couple. I think you can guess the rest.
Oh.
I'm taking our purchases
Thank
out. I'm
you.
Like, Jesus, dude. I walk outside.
Yeah, and she's like,
it's totally unnecessary.
She goes, I don't really like to talk about it.
Totally.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I just asked a simple question.
What did you think was gonna be the answer?
I'm a depressing emo fuck. I am intrigued.
He tries to steal from a robot. He's asking a widow about her dead husband. What will he do next? Dude.
Ariel has changed. He's not changed all that much.
He's changed a little bit.
If you let me fucking finish.
His common sense is non-existent.
Uncommon actually buys like this really tiny bikini.
Oh Jesus!
She's trying to be like sexy for Ariel.
It's gonna make me so uncomfortable.
She actually, while you were shopping for yours, she was asking you like opinions and like trying on like the little.
Oh, I would absolutely help her out. Yeah.
Like I see that swimsuit, I'm like, nope, I'm out, and then I leave.
Yeah. So when she comes out, like she's already wearing it, and it's like it. I mean, it's little left to the imagination kind of swimsuit.
How cute.
We're talking like the little tiny pasties kind of thing.
Pasties with strings.
It's a micro bikini.
Yeah.
A micro bikini. So she's going for one of those. She wants to impress her man.
Is she also getting like a sarong or something to like put over it?
Yes.
Like
getting herself a little shawl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How cute.
Keep the shawl on.
party moves on, do you guys want to go visit the fish market, or is it time for some beach?
I'm ready to go fucking swim.
I was gonna ask if there was like a somebody who does weapons in town, because I still want to find arrows for my fucking bow.
So are you asking Alice that?
Yeah, I guess I would ask that. She'd be like, if she knows anybody.
I have a couple weapons, but I mean, we really don't have a lot of people that come here for fighting purposes.
Well, so. I mean,
we keep basic self-defense. Like, we have a couple of short swords. We sell some arrows, some basic bows, but not much other than that.
So there's nobody who can, like, make me arrows?
You could talk to the pirates, maybe?
Oh, God. Okay. That seems to be a common theme here. Okay, thank you.
We have plenty of people that make fishing rods and stuff like that, though.
If I need a fishing rod, I'll let them know.
You guys head to the beach after that, then? So on the beach, you can see that there are a bunch of pirates down there that all have, like, you can see they have cutlasses on them, but at the same time, they also have, like, open bottles of alcohol, and they're drinking. They're all in board shorts, and they're just kind of out there enjoying the beach. They have a bonfire going where they're roasting fish and a couple other meats.
Marshmallows?
So it's a bunch of Jimmy Buffett fans.
Yeah. Yes. bunch of Jimmy Buffett parrot heads.
So is there a nice sizable wharf to go and like throw yourself into the deeper water?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So you can go over, sprint all the way down it.
Does it have like posts all the way down, or is it like just one that's floating on the water?
It has posts.
Okay.
Wait, while he's...
yeah, I'm going to ask
Steven, do you swim, right? I want to run off. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
You can swim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick him up, run after him, and hug Steven in the water, and then jump myself.
All right.
You rolled that one, so...
It's good. I rolled a 19. All right. So you, like, chuck him in the water, and he's like... Poof, he, like, surfaces. He's like... Ha, ha, ha. Right. He's struggling to get himself back up. Aww. Like, ah.
I'll have to swim with him and bring him back to the shore then.
You brought him back to, like, the shallow end. And he's
yeah.
Like,
I'm like, practice over here.
I told you I'd never been to the beach before.
Well, you also told me you could swim.
Granted, it was my mistake.
Oh.
Thank you, Balthazar, and he hugs you.
All right, buddy, I'm going to go swim in the real man's water.
So you paddle back out. One of the pirates goes like, hey, take this! And he throws you a freaking, like, bodyboard.
Oh, hey. Sweet. I'll take it.
So,
trying to get on it and just swim with it.
Immediately, once you guys are on the beach, like, a couple of pirates, like, come up to Fenn and, like...
Are you sure they're not coming up to Miss Microkini?
Oh, we'll get there in a second. We'll get there in a second.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
A couple of pirates come up and it's like, hey, Scaly, what's up?
Scaly, really? That's what you opened with? That's
Your
what you
skin
opened
looks
with.
Like you could use some lotion.
Yeah, exactly.
one of the other guys that's there like literally punches him in the jaw and is like, sorry about the asshole.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway.
So, by the beach rules, you're my girl now, right?
Can I punch him?
Yeah, absolutely. This is D&D. You can do whatever you want.
I want someone to make a sandcastle.
Ooh.
And then someone to kick it over.
What do I add to it?
It's strength.
It's just strength.
It's a natural weapon, so you're proficient, but it doesn't do much damage.
Oh, okay. So, it's a 9.
You got 9?
Yeah.
So, like, you go to punch, and he just, like, dodges out of the way. It's like, all right then, you slut. And, like, turns and starts to walk away.
What?
We're even pretty anyway.
Oh.
Thank you! I got him to get away from me. I don't care. Anyway, I'm swimming.
Anyway, I'm gonna go swim now.
Yeah.
So, as soon as you guys get on the beach... All the pirates start hooping and hollering at Uncommon.
But she's a tiefling, though.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's still a woman.
Oh, okay.
She's still a woman in a tankini. And these are pirates. You think pirates have high standards?
Not tankini, microkini.
Yeah, microkini. Sorry.
I
so
have a tankini.
They start hooping and hollering. Like, a couple of them, like, come over. They're all catcalling her, and she's, like, getting in really close to you, like,
I just wrap my arm around her and kind of just...
slap that ass back. This is mine!
So at this point, like the biggest
try to
dude,
find me Muppet arm. At this point,
just slapping him, just waving him around in front of your face, like, all right, come on,
fucking kill y'all.
At this point, like a group of like 5 or 6 of them, like kind of come up and is like, and they start talking to her, like, hey, what's going on? What's going on, cute little thing? Ooh, like all that, and she's just like kind of coming close, but they're just ignoring the fact that you're there.
I kind of figured. I'm not really intimidating.
He's like, me too.
And there's kind of a point where she like whispers to you, like, do something.
Can I see this?
Yeah, you can see it.
I'm probably going to walk over.
So you like are like, oh, fuck, and you swim out of the water.
Yeah.
And get over. Start getting sand all up on your feet.
Since cool. I'm still with, like, well, near him, I'm just going to, like,
right.
passively watch for the time being.
Mm-hmm. It's also at this point that a lot of the pirates are, like, starting to move over towards the circle of those pirates.
God damn it.
I'm just going further out into the surf.
You're just like, oh, I'm going to get this. I got the board now. This is great.
Next thing we know, we're going to look out, and BTB's just going to be, like, way the fuck out there. Like, way
like
past
halfway almost to the fucking, like, temple or whatever.
Like, way past recoverable swim distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, fuck, we got to get on a boat and get him out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find some gnar waves, okay?
That's some gnar waves?
Yeah.
You realize it's a bodyboard and not a surfboard.
It's one of those, like...
I just felt a wave push me a couple times, so I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm just trying to find those and just
ride You're trying to ride them as yeah. best you can? All right. We'll get back to that in a second.
That's awesome.
So, like, the pirates start, like, going around. They're starting to, like, hoop and holler until, like, one of the bigger guys, like, is like, come on, get with some real men.
I'm going to, like... Point.
I'd also say the guy that says that, human.
It was who?
Mom. Human.
A human.
No,
not like human.
Not human, but human.
But a human.
I'm gonna like smirk to myself like, uh-oh.
Yeah. He goes up and he's like, come on, drop the knife-eared fuck.
Who?
The what?
The knife-eared fuck.
That you.
Knife-eared
fuck.
That's you.
That's you. It you.
Yeah.
You and your pointy elf ears.
I just kind of...
Tell me when I get over there.
I just kind of...
I feel slightly insulted by that too, because I do have pointy ears.
They're kind of pointy.
They're still pointy.
I put a common behind me.
You put a common behind you. Yeah, I mean, you're kind of encircled by pirates right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I still like have my arm around her.
I tried.
Still.
Right.
But at least if we're going to get in a fight, I want to take all the blows.
Right, right. How are we doing for an anime beach episode? Pretty good so far.
Yeah, right?
I'm into it.
All right,
I'm
so.
I'm about this fight.
I mean, at this point, he's like getting there. He said that to you. Are you going to say anything? Or are you just going to like put her behind you?
I'm not gonna say anything.
You gonna square up? You gonna front? What you gonna do? Nothing.
Front.
Just gonna be a bitch.
Aww, gonna be a bitch.
So what's Ariel doing?
Damn, it's too bad. BTB wasn't standing there.
He just got called a racial slur by a human.
I have a plan, because I am getting like visual on this.
It's really far away.
Yeah, I know it's really far away, and I have something called distance. So
oh
cool.
Shit!
Oh, that's
part of my magic.
All right. So,
am I over there yet?
I mean, base range is 120 foot ways, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I just kind of look at him and I just go, come on, man. We're just trying to have fun here. We're just trying to swim.
I'm just trying to have some fun, too. And he like moves towards you, puts a hand on your shoulder and begins to pull you away from Uncommon.
I guess I tried to stand my ground. It's not going to work. I know, but I'm going to try to stand my ground.
Okay. Roll opposing strength.
It's not going to work. I already know.
Ooh, natural 19. 20. You got
natural 20 minus 1 strength. So it's
minus 19. Muppet arms. all right. He only got a 9 on his. So like you like do that and you can immediately like pull yourself
you
away
cool
from
now.
Him. It's like, all right. So yeah, that's a moment where he like back to him is like, all right. So we're going to do something about this.
Okay.
He starts fronting a little bit. Pecan feathers starts
with,
like
with the
doing
massive
arms
crowd
out.
That's there. Is it possible for me to like hide in it?
Kind of, yeah.
Cool.
But,
I'm gonna hide in it and sneak behind him.
You stick out from the pirates for
still,
sure.
I'm gonna hide in the crowd and sneak up behind him.
Okay.
I look at Uncommon,
and she's looking at you. She looks kind of scared.
I take out my short swords.
You have your short sword with your bathing suit.
Yeah,
I never
changed. This is kind of assumed that you guys don't really have.
I never.
We all changed.
Yeah. Oh, we all changed. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was the whole point
y'all
of going to
the beach.
I thought it was like going from the merch.
No, there was changing rooms there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
So yeah,
I never took off
right
my
now.
Clothes.
I mean, you could wear your swords if that's what your character would do, but at the same time, you're going to the beach to swim. It's not great to get your weapons.
My guess is that I'll be like moved by the surf down a little bit from like where they are.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm gonna get like since I'm over a bit, I'm gonna get within 60 feet of where like they would be if they were in front of me, like to the shore, basically.
Right.
Create an image with minor illusion of a hot lady.
Of a hot lady. So a couple of dudes are going to be like, ooh, like move away from the
and
crowd.
And she
but...
is actively twerking.
So a few more are going to like pull up and is like, hey, yeah, they're like getting around. They're trying to dance with her. couple of the pirates totally start dance with her. One of them pulls out his fucking like stringed guitar and starts playing like the bard of the crew.
Anyway, right, here's Wonderwall.
I mean, you still have quite a few people around. Like, there a bunch of the pirates are getting over there. It's like, come on, man, fight! They start chanting, fight.
I mean, even if I'm on bathing suit, I'm kind of assuming I'm taking everything I have into like a bag, like a little sack. So I'm sure it's. Even if I don't have the sheath on me, I can still take it.
Look, that's up to you, man. Yeah. I mean, this guy's getting there and he's ready for a fist fight, not like.
My ass can't take his ass on a fist fight! I'm gonna get my ass kicked!
It all comes down to the rolls.
Yeah.
It does. And you could might be win. Kind of,
you looked at as even weaker if you pull a sword on a fist
fight. Yeah. Well, also, you're surrounded by pirates and the pirates definitely have their cutlasses on them, so.
Okay.
Do you want to start a fight, or do you want to start like a
I guess just a fist.
You want to start. You want to start the fist fight. Yeah. So like you take a quick tactical assessment of like, all right, what would happen if I pull my sword? Okay.
What's your full health, right?
Yeah, I'm full health. Okay. So I take out a sword and I give it to Uncommon and.
With the sword, as soon as you pull out a sword, like all the pirates all of a sudden now pull their cutlasses.
As soon as
you
see that, I'll just kind of wave a hand to like. Hang on, and then just give it to Uncommon and give her my sack.
They're keeping their blades out, except for the guy that's there. It's like, he's like, oh, what? You can't defend your woman? Is that it? That it? Kind he of. Pushes you.
Oh.
I guess I punch.
All right, roll.
I guess I punch. I mean,
I assume I'm over there at that point.
You'd be like at the edge of it right now. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I do that, I normally get like a good roll, but now I have a 10 minus 1, so that's a 9. So
you still have proficiency.
A proficiency? What's that? Oh, you had two, so that's 11.
It's 11.
So an 11. So he managed to just like.
So it's a plus one for this.
So actually, let's see. He's not in armor right now, so that would be a meat.
So you do actually.
So you hit.
So you HP.
You hit him. So you hit him for one. You like punch him, and he kind of staggers back a little bit. It's like, all right, cracks his knuckles, and he goes for a punch on you. And let's see, that is a 12. So you don't have armor, you just get your dexterity.
My dexterity?
Yeah. So 10 13 plus...
is what he's got.
So 13, so you managed to just like dodge out of the way of his punch.
Wait, where'd you get 13?
3 plus 10. 10 is your base, and then you add dex.
Yep. Oh, 10 is my base?
Yeah.
Yep.
So right now you have 13.
Right now you're at 13.
I'll talk to you later.
So. I'm just going to say the same thing.
Never mind.
Roll for it. Roll for it. No biggie. And then I will remind you that you don't have to fight someone until you knock them out. You can like humiliate them or something like that too. Ooh, as a way to like, you could try and humiliate them if you can find a way to do it, but within the fight. So let's go. You managed to dodge his first punch.
11. Do I still add the proficiency?
You only add plus one because you have a minus one.
Yeah.
So it's a 13.
13, you hit him, so you punch, you do another one damage. He's going to swing back at you with a big choreographed haymaker, and you don't manage to dodge it, so he's going to hit you for 2.
Oh, he critically hit 20.
No, he didn't critically hit. He has a strength bonus.
Oh, okay.
Big burly guy, tiny elf. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're kind of holding your own at this point.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Yeah. So he hits you, and then it's your turn. So, like I said, you don't have to like fight this one out all the way until it's 0 HP. You could... you know, find a different way to do it.
Did anybody find out that my lady's a fake yet?
They're still trying to like grind with her and that's stuff cool. like that. And I imagine that you're like manipulating it to like start with
their
the
investigation has to beat a 15 to find out.
Or physically touch it.
Yeah.
None of them have physically touched it yet. Like they're getting up to try and grind on her, but like
maybe
no one.
Maybe she moves a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
So it's a natural 20, okay. Minus one, and then plus another one.
No, natural 20 is just a natural 20.
Okay, yeah. Natural 20.
So you
critted on that die.
Yeah, so you do 2 damage with a punch. Like he hits you pretty hard and you're like, alright then, uppercut to the chin. And like kind of knocks him back a little bit and just like, alright. So then he moves and he tries to like straight up tackle grab you. And that's a 10 to hit, which means that you can dodge out of the way of it.
Yeah, I'll dodge out of the way of it.
So
can I trip him? Or is that
you know what? It's your turn now, so why don't you roll to see if you can hit him, because I will let you trip if you can.
It's a 17 plus 1, that's an 18.
All right, so as you dodge out of the way, you trip him and he falls like directly face first into the sand. And a bunch of the people around, they're like, oh! at that point, he's like starting to get up, but I'm going to make it take him around because the fight is really going to happen a lot shorter in a kind of fisticuffs thing. So you can do something while he's like getting up off the ground.
Go kick him in the stomach.
Stomp on his back or something.
Kick him in the butt.
I guess kick him in the ass, face first in the sand.
I guess I kick him in the back of the head.
Yes!
Everybody's like, oh, no!
Roll the hit. All right, roll the hit.
We're all just like, oh yeah, that'd be funny. That'd Damn. Be
has Tristan ever been in a fight? That's kind of fucked up, dog.
Yeah, that's like I'm
gonna donkey punch him with my fucking tail.
That's like going from like, all right, this is like kind of this is fisticuffs to I'm trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Never mind.
Just think about it.
I wasn't trying to kill him.
If you were to like legitimately. Like kick as hard someone as you in the back of the head. Could kick someone with your heel in
you
the back of the
really
head.
Really fuck them up.
Yeah. Okay. No mind. You're basically curb stomping him when you say that. You're like, I'm a curb stomp. It's like, Jesus.
That's why everyone was so offended.
Like if you kick him in the butt.
I'm down for an OG history X.
Oh, no, I want you to do it so it could be the title.
That's why I, like, offered the kick in the stomach thing, because when a person has been actively knocked to the ground, kicking in the stomach generally follows up.
Watch out for those kidneys, though. Again. You can still kill somebody with that, too.
That's more the accidental death.
Mm-hmm.
Kick in the kidneys, at best, they pee blood.
Best they
die. Is
that
die. Best? Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know that? If you like punch someone,
I'm not
like,
saying that.
Dude,
is that
just
a
make
best?
Your choice. What do you do?
I did. I kick him in the stomach.
Kick him in the stomach. What'd you roll to hit?
Throw them
all. You have advantage.
I didn't roll yet.
Roll with advantage.
It's an 18 plus.
Roll against
if you crit. You're going to hit, but see if you crit.
It's a 19.
Okay. All right. So you hit, you kick him in the stomach, and just kind of like a like that. Gets down. At that point, like once you kick him in the stomach, one of his friends like goes over and like pulls you away, and like other friends like get him
hands.
Up and pull him away. And then at that point, like for you, really, it's like trying to get away from that. But like the guy like lets you go and moves back as soon as his friend's away, and the rest of the pirates are like, oh, they're cheering, they're really excited and stuff like that.
World star. One guy's holding his phone the wrong way, out of frame.
There's the guy that has the phone is the gnome that has access to the intranet.
He's too short, so he can't really get it.
Yeah.
He's fucking gnome pirate.
It's all shaky cam.
And it's portrait. It's not even it's landscape.
Always
portrait.
It's always portrait.
And yelling world star over anything.
All right, so at that point, like the rest of the pirates, they all like kind of start to back off, and Uncommon pulls you in really quickly and lays a big kiss on you to kind of like show all of them like fuck off. And they all kind of like leave. That one of the pirates comes over and is like, "Sorry about my crewmate, man. You want some booze?"
Well, I mean, I don't want to be rude.
So a couple of the pirates like invite you over to their little campfire, and they sit down and they start pouring some rum for you and for Uncommon.
You're a cool kid now.
Just get to chill on the beach. Yeah, you did it. You won your fight.
I kind of
see
as I'm walking over to him. I kind of turned to Finn and Sato. It was like, "Did you guys see that? Good, because that is never gonna happen again."
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was swimming.
And if you're actively talking in my direction when you talk at me, I'm going to because I. Made sure to hide in the crowd. I'm going to pat two guys on the back and just give them literally the deathliest look I can give them. Like, don't do that again. And then, like, without saying that, but convey that.
Looking so intimidating in your board shorts.
In your black board shorts.
Hey, remember, it's the beach episode. You can look intimidating.
I wish you would have picked Speedo. Yeah.
If you picked the Speedo.
Like, hey. And they look down at that moose knuckle. They're like, oh, shit. This guy means business. Think it moved. I'm gonna dismiss my image while they're grinding on it.
All right. So, well, eventually, like one of the guys like goes over and like actually like goes to like grab the hips and like start kind of make the grind happen. And as soon as he does that, it's just and that whole image just.
Yeah.
Well, with major image, can't you actually physically touch it?
He cast minor image.
No, it was minor. I don't get major till next level.
So
then you're up for some shenanigans.
Yeah.
The rest of the time at the beach was actually pretty pleasant after the one fight.
It was all pleasant.
And
for me, I learned how to body surf.
The sun starts to set. Unfortunately, let me get a constitution saving throw from both Sato and Ariel.
For what?
Sunburn, motherfuckers.
Oh,
yeah, so we're pasty as shit.
It's gonna be.
You almost crit failed.
I know.
It like barely rolled off.
17 for me.
All right, so say 14 for me. You like you spent a lot of times in the shadows because you're, you know, the fucking shadowy rogue, and you managed to like escape with, you know, very little tan or burn. And then what was Ariel's?
14.
14. Did you inspiration on that one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. Oh, should I?
No. That's right. Fine. So with a 14, you get like a minor sunburn, but it's the kind that'll be gone in like a day. It's just kind of like a.
It's the one that if you do rub like a shirt on it funny, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, but it'll hurt a little bit, but it'll be gone in like a day or two. Don't worry about it. It's good. It'll peel.
Wimps.
Dragonborn scales. Scales don't burn.
That, so you're good. Ooh, that and they're both. Aren't you both heat resistant?
I am.
Ooh. She is. So the end, got a bad day, one. The end of the day, you like come out and you see like my Steven's like, he's like, he's like arms out. He's like starfish walking because he fell asleep in the sun.
Oh, no. Wearing full body.
Oh, you're right. Right.
His convinced him.
So his face, his arms, and his legs are like lobster red. And he's like, and he just like woke up and he's like kind of walking over like, ow, ow.
It's so much better than back though. Fuck, he really saved himself. Yeah.
So I'm immediately going to go over to Steven and be like, Steven, high five, and just force a high five.
Aww. And he's just going to be like, fuck you.
Wow.
It's can at I this heal point, this that would take a minor restoration.
Never mind.
So.
I don't think I get that, but that's fine.
Yeah, when we get back, I'm going to ask Kevin if we have anything for it to rub on it.
Kevin's like, I have some aloe somewhere.
Cool.
So he like takes Steven and it's like, ooh. Like sees that. Even Kevin's like, ooh, that looks painful. They take care of that. Where are you guys sleeping for the night?
I'll just go rent
the mechanical man.
You guys want to go to the blend in?
Yeah.
Rent some room over there?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys walk back in and you can see that there are quite a few of the pirates in here as well right now. And then there's this one crusty old salt kind of looking dwarf guy that's just sitting over, and he has this big ass pirate cap with a huge feather in it, just sitting there, and he has a ton of food on the table. And
dope,
just sitting over there, and you can see that he's like he has a bottle of wine and he's drinking straight from the bottle.
I probably
so generic dwarven pirate got it.
Pretty much
amazing.
So he's sitting over there. The party walks up to Hugh Man, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So walking over to Hugh Man, just hello patrons, what can I do for you?
Rooms for all of us.
Rooms together, separate, what would you prefer?
So I need one by myself.
Do we need to get rooms for your people?
One silver.
I pay him.
He takes puts it in his drawer.
They know how to get rooms if they want rooms. Okay.
I would like a separate room, and I hand him a silver.
So he takes the silver and he drops it in his drawer.
Samesies.
Takes it, puts it in the drawer.
Yeah, same as well.
Takes the silver, puts it in his little drawer.
I'll let Steven know if he wants to stay in
the Uncommon room, probably wants her own room, actually.
I mean,
I'm kidding.
He wasn't going to get laid earlier, but then the beach thing happened, so, you know.
That's true.
There's a little bit of a balance throughout the day. And
so
plus,
like a handy?
Plus, but they're also both drunk now.
But,
and have had
but,
a fun day at the beach.
But,
so it's a sad handy?
It's a handy, but it's going to be dry.
So
and there's sand.
So you guys
like glass.
No. You've been at the beach all day. Don't do that.
How did you craft that tiltoe? Perfect glass image.
So you all head up for
it's
your
so
night's
small.
Sleep and get to the rooms. They're well-appointed rooms, and it seems like it's going to be a lovely evening. And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw. Where can the people find you on social media, guys?
You can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
Josh is at BTValthazar on Twitter.
RC is at The Cold Twat on Twitter.
Demi is at Him and Dim on Twitter.
And Charles is at DapperJackal on Twitter. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com. Check out that for a couple of cool things, and I'll try and pressure RC into finishing a board shorts noodle arm version of Ariel before we post this one up.
I'll definitely get that fan art going.
So we'll try and get that up there for you guys, so check it out there. Also, now that we're on iTunes, if you guys can share us with your friends, it's a lot more easy to do so, and we'd love to have some more regular fans. And we also love to hear from you guys on Twitter. We've had a couple people reach out. It'd be great to hear from more of you. Until next week, bye.
Bye. Bye.